They told me I was estrogen positive and I was progesterone negative. And then I was positive with something called HER2, which was a little vague to me. Although when I was diagnosed, I took out about 8 books in my local library and I took out a book called HER2. And to my surprise, I was HER2 positive. And I had read that book. So I understand that HER2 disease is a little more aggressive. And I didn't really want to be HER2, but at least I knew about the drug Herceptin. I was not metastatic, though, because it wasn't in my lymph nodes or anywhere else. And I was told that I couldn't receive the drug Herceptin. I was told my options were, by my oncologist, that I could get into a trial that could give me Herceptin, but I had to use a lesser effective chemo. I was also being instructed by several doctors up at Memorial Sloan Kettering who believe in the dose dense. So
dose dense, AC paclitaxel.
Yes.
Which Memorial kind of developed.
Yes.
So it was a little bit of a confusing time?
Yes, a little confusing. I didn't know if I should try to get in the trial and do a lesser effective chemo to what I thought would be lesser effective. So I chose not to do the trial because my husband was being guided a little by Dr. Larry Norton, and they wanted me to do the dose dense. So I did the dose dense, and we followed the Herceptin very closely. My husband even went down to ASCO.
Oncology meetings.
Yes.
Wow, what kind of work does your husband do?
He's in the oil business.
He's in the oil business.
He's not a doctor.
But he went to the oncology
meeting. He thinks he is, though. Yes.
So he's become a doctor second by experience.
Yes, he has.
That's amazing that you all did all those things. Did you have the Oncotype DX study done?
I did. I did the Oncotype.
How did you hear about that?
My husband really found out about everything at ASCO and some of the oncology meetings that he went to.
So he found out about this test?
Yes, and he wanted me to do that, although some of the doctors told me, you're going to be high on the charts for that because you're HER2 positive.
So that's a test that's done on the tumor tissue.
Right.
What did the Oncotype show?
I think it said that I had a 77% rate of recurrence.
So it showed a high score.
Very high,
high
score.
High risk of recurrence.
Yes, high
right.
risk of recurrence.
And so what type of treatment did you end up receiving?
I received the ACT every other week.
So you got the dose dense AC paclitaxel with Neulasta, the growth factor?
Yes, they would give me that lovely Neulasta blast.
Did you get Herceptin?
I finally did Herceptin, but it was 5 months after I stopped chemo. I visited with Dr. Edith Perez, several large hospitals and doctors that were doing trials, but they would not give me the Herceptin due to the fact that it was not out of trial yet. And also, it was not okayed for non-metastatic women.
So it was...
And they were afraid because of the AC that I did, that I would have a heart problem.
Right. So that was before we learned that Herceptin worked in all these trials.
Right.
So you got the dose-dense chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. After the dose-dense chemotherapy, did you get hormone therapy?
Yes. In February, I started with some of the AIs. Mm-hmm. I took my ovaries out in April of last year. I just finished a year of Herceptin. I was able to tolerate it, and I was fine.
What happened that they decided to give the Herceptin and the trial results came out?
As soon as those trial results came out, my husband went to ASCO, and they came out in May, and I was probably the first patient on that.
Wow.
I was on it on May 20th. Huh. May 31st, I started Herceptin, and I think ASCO ended like May 20th or something
wow.
like that.
Is this the way you and your husband generally have always operated, taking a very proactive role about your lives?
My husband is a little more proactive than myself. I'm a little more laid back. He is definitely, when there's a problem, he wants it fixed. So, you know, having breast cancer is not that easy for him. It's hard as well because it's something maybe you can't fix.
What's it been like for you?
It's been hard. Obviously, it's something you never want to hear that you have. I feel, though, I've gone through it. I really feel in my mind that I'm cured. I believe I'm a very positive person. I try to live my life each day happily, and hopefully, you know, I don't have to go back there.